Segment 3. Hey, welcome back in. This is the Tennessee Star Gill Report. I'm Steve Gill. And I mentioned at the outset of the show that PPP, Public Policy Polling, had done a new poll that is being reported across the state showing that former Tennessee Governor Phil Bredesen is leading Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn 46-41 in a new poll that they've conducted. And just want you to be aware of some of the problems that may be contained in that poll. And as I pointed out yesterday, and will continue to do so, we're going to analyze polls that come out on both sides of the political issue so you don't get fooled by anybody, you don't get tricked or tweaked or kind of played by the pollsters. So this particular polling company is a Democrat polling company, Public Policy Polling, left-leaning polling firm that is paid to do a poll by a group that supports Obamacare. And so they produce a poll that shows that Democratic Party nominee Phil, I voted for Hillary Bredesen, leads Marsha Blackburn by 5 points. Now, not surprisingly, their poll also shows that Tennesseans oppose repeal of Obamacare, which also fits the agenda of the people who paid the poll. Now, they didn't produce the top line of the poll, which would show all the questions, the order that they asked them, that might give us a little insight into whether or not the poll results they gleaned were after they had asked a few anti-Blackburn or pro-Bredesen questions. They didn't attach the whole poll, so we don't know whether there were some push-poll questions into the mix. Nor did they release the crosstabs that show the details of how the poll was crafted. What we do know is that the news reports say that roughly 1,000 Tennesseans were polled. Well, roughly isn't exactly the precision you expect from a polling company, and they polled registered voters rather than likely voters. The distinction is that if they just simply asked people if they're registered voters, some people lie. If they actually listened to registered voters, why didn't they only poll likely voters? Because those who actually vote are a lot more meaningful than those who simply have an opinion. And by the way, the same polling company, Public Policy Polling, PPP, also showed Hillary Clinton winning Florida, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Wisconsin, among other battleground states that Donald Trump won, in their final poll in 2016, and they vastly underestimated Trump's margin in Ohio. So this is an interesting poll, but it may not really reveal all that much that will give us insight into what's going to happen in a Bredesen-Blackburn race come November later this year. We'll talk more about that and other issues tomorrow on the Gill Report, brought to you by Tennessee Star. As always, go to our website, TennesseeStar.com. Go to our Facebook pages, Tennessee Star and Gill Report, and you can stay connected with us even when we're off the air.